This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. We're back, people. Back.
Oh, my God, we are indeed.
Wow, it just felt like yesterday we were here last week, but now, today. It felt like this sort of jumped.
Are you on the planet? Good afternoon, Joyces. Good afternoon, Timothy.
Good afternoon, peeps.
Dean Murphy.
Good afternoon, Damo.
And good afternoon, anyone out there who is with us today. I don't think Dean Murphy's with us today.
No.
Oh, look.
And really, it should be me that's not with us. I'll probably leave the show in about 10 minutes because we all had a very big festival for my
birthday. Well, it was your birthday, so, you know, a few shady little heads this morning and today.
Absolutely. Don't worry, everyone. I'm over talking about my birthday as well, pretty much.
Yeah, but it was good.
Although Damien's just looked at me, we're going to talk about it later.
We had fun.
We did have all the fun. I'm actually proud to say I had all of the fun this year. All of it.
I'm so pleased for you. I'm so chuffed. Yep. I want to hear the unfiltered version live on air.
I don't know.
I don't think we need to go there.
That's going to happen, but that's all right.
I don't think anyone needs to go there.
Just a very large festival.
Last week we thought we had a big show. We had, the lovely Sam Wood in and a few other people.
Mm. We did.
Today, huge again. Damo, well done, producer. Oh. We've got the guys from the Glow Show coming in. We've got Darren Palmer on the phone.
Stop it.
He's hot.
I love him.
We also have, you remember Kids in the Kitchen in real life?
Yeah, well, I do because I'm a child of the 80s. You're looking perplexed, Timothy.
Anyone under the age of 25 probably isn't going to know what the hell we're talking about.
I say I'm a child of the 80s, but I'm really a 70s child.
Yeah.
I just sort of, I was in my formative years.
So that's coming up later on. Very special guest coming in to chat to us about a big birthday party and exciting night coming up.
Chaser's nightclub. Somebody in this studio might have been there on Saturday night. Not me.
Oh.
Don't point the finger. Don't let them all know. I've got 2.5 hours to get through and trying to portray to the Melbourne community that I'm fine as all get out. But I'm not. I'm just
an upstanding gay citizen in Melbourne.
I'm sweating
but
the
most
whole
of the
of
gay community saw you at that very esteemed establishment on Saturday night.
Yep.
See, just because I didn't go there doesn't mean I'm any better.
Oh, no.
It's just I was out of the public eye.
Music Moser there and Right Words. We had the boys on a couple of weeks ago. God,
we
they were good.
Did, and they're
lovely.
Heaven.
Lovely. Heaven.
Spunky
they're our
fellas.
Favourite.
Good little tune. Love that one.
We're a fickle bunch.
11 past 4, 27 degrees. And we're all just sort of, just relaxing after a big weekend of anime.
Relaxing's a good point.
Did you get some good presents, doll? I don't know.
Oh, I got Heaven Doona with Doona cover that with flamingos all over it.
Flamingos?
They're my new favourite spirit animal.
I don't know whether I could sleep in a bed with flamingos.
Oh, it's heaven. It's beautiful. And I made sure before I went out on Saturday that I totally cleaned my house, did all my washing and put my new sheets and stuff on. So when I finally crept away from the shenanigans, I got into my nice cozy bed.
Crept away from the shenanigans. You sound like you're 80.
Yes.
I just said that word. My best friend would kill me if he heard that word come out of my face.
What was a highlight of your Saturday night?
I had it at this venue and my beautiful brother, who's over here feeling jaded and all sorts today, had organised beautiful hot pink balloons and all my gorgeous people were in the one room, which was great. And my best friend did a photo wall for me and I'd never had that before in my life, so I was very excited about that.
I think I had my photo taken, so I might be on the next birthday's photo wall.
I think I was on the smashing photo of you and myself and Trevor, your partner.
Well, I'd like to talk
I'd like to say that I looked amazing in all
you
the photos.
You certainly did.
Really good.
Oh, there's one or two where you're a little bit bung-eyed, but that's okay.
No, I think that was more to do with the person taking the photos.
Did you?
Not looking at anyone. Damien's looking at me.
Okay.
Did you have any speeches?
So long-time listeners of the show, welcome. You may remember 5 years ago when my 40th birthday happened and some member of the team decided to give me a second speech of the night, a little too late in the night.
Do we need to tell everyone this? I don't know. It went pear-shaped. I had a big week.
So the redemption tour came out on this Saturday, didn't it, Dole?
No, I felt like it was all right.
It was it was lovely. But yeah, then thanks. You spent the rest of the evening fending off our older brother who was drunk and trying to keep you critiquing.
He was critiquing my speech, and I'm like, "Well, I don't do stand up. That's your thing. I'm just happy to give a speech."
No, I don't think. I think the thing about speeches is you just need to be heartfelt, and it was lovely. I thought it was.
I think you did a very good job.
At one point, it felt like a roast. I might say,
was it a roast?
It was a little bit roasty.
I think I bookended.
You bookended it nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a few roasty moments.
I think we just need to move on and just let everyone know.
Whoa. Guess who now is the proud owner of a Harry and Meghan congratulatory wedding mug?
Is that what you got for your birthday?
Yeah, I got that from one of my friends.
You actually announced that?
I love that. Oh, that's yeah, well, I actually, tragic. In fairness, I rang them or texted them when they were in London just before the wedding and said, can I get one? So I asked for that.
Oh, that's
cool. But they saved it.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. 27 degrees in town, Anna Murph.
Bloody hell.
Summer's almost here.
You know, it gets to I'm not sure if people were listening to David's show earlier. He asked what our perfect temperature was and I said 22.
Mm.
22. I don't like 27. It's too close to 30. This woman gets sweaty, I'm telling you right now. Now, listen. Shush, we've got important things to talk about.
What are you getting your face full of?
Nothing. Look, it's still birthday week, apparently. Apparently diet doesn't start today. I'm eating some beautiful Jewish treat.
Oh, lovely.
Can't remember what it's called. Anyway, this time of the week.
This time of the week we do an interview with the lovely people from The Glow Show, which follows our show, which has a bigger audience. They have more podcasts downloaded. It's way more popular
than
us.
Way more popular than us.
But they want to come in here and flog the goods, and here they are. Here's Gabby.
Hi, I agree with the weather. 22 tops.
22 tops.
Maybe 23.
Yeah, but no 20, higher than 23 is all right.
When we get older, we get a bit more sweaty.
We do. Ooh,
I'll tell you what's hot. Your show's hot. What do you got on there tonight?
Oh, and for anyone wondering, that was Dean getting bored.
I wasn't getting bored. I've just got a million things on my mind. We just need to...
Hey, just focus on this part that you're doing now.
What, the show? Okay.
We're involved in a nice conversation.
This is what happens,
it was
Gabby.
Girl time.
Well, like, I can
you can do drinks later if you
I'll
want.
I'll be having chats out there and he just cuts you off. Anyway,
good
Gabby,
Lord,
what's
Gabby.
Going on the Glow Show tonight?
What's happening tonight?
He's just worried that I'm going to have another little sound bite.
He's so awkward. Well, there you go. We just did it.
We've just made next
week.
That was live. You make me nervous sometimes. I get sweaty palms. What is happening on tonight's show?
Well, we've got a really serious one.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That's where I
professional standards command we're speaking to. And they're the people that you go to if you want to make a complaint against police.
Oh.
Okay. Or a compliment. You can actually make a compliment and say, hey, the police were great. What?
I wouldn't complain against you. I wouldn't make a complaint against you ever.
I know, because you miss me.
You'd hunt me down.
You missed me last week.
I would not. No, but these are the people.
I thought we were getting married.
I thought there was a wedding happening. What?
We can.
We're not very good at handling the serious stuff, so shush your mouth, Dave Murphy. Okay. Like, now, serious. Well, this is the people.
One of the people that we're speaking to is Acting Senior Sergeant Mick Simpson, who is sitting right beside me.
Oh,
right. And he's often on the front desk on a Monday afternoon. So he's going to whip into the studio and talk to us. So he's here now.
Good old show support.
Well, I didn't realise you were so high up in the police force.
Well, actually, I'm a little bit higher than an Acting Senior Sergeant. But anyway.
Somebody's in trouble.
Just demoted.
It's in my notes.
What is your title, Mick?
I'm a senior sergeant, but acting inspector at the moment.
Acting inspector.
Gabby's
a police officer. She didn't know either, so we're all right.
So, Mick, you've done your time on the beat, haven't you?
I've done plenty of time at the beats, yes.
No, I mean, like, out there, you know, doing the stuff up the streets and stuff.
Yes, I have. So 33 years
and that as well.
Police officer.
Good Lord.
It is gone pear shaped. It's one of my favourite times of the whole show.
I just wheeled Mick out of the way and pushed him. But we've also got a superintendent, which is higher than what Mick is.
Wow.
So he's on talking about...
This has just become like Battle of the Cops. I'm higher than you.
I'm the lowest one in the room.
Oh, no. Not in our eyes.
That's not in our eyes.
And speaking of low, I was at the Northside Bazaar on Saturday and I saw some things I cannot unsee.
Do you know what? I went a couple of years ago. We were just talking to Limo and we were there the year he was auctioning off butt plugs. And... and I had contact lenses in that were sticking in my eyes and I squinted and looked too closely in a corner and I'll never unsee what I saw there.
Yeah, there's a reason why the lid is only for men.
Totally. God,
oh dear. Oh, well, it sounds like anyway. A really good show.
And Will has something he wants me to pass on to you.
Oh, it's amazing.
He wants to know what can you help us with the Glow Show Christmas album? What music should we play?
Yeah, that's easy.
What me? Why are you putting it me?
No, because they have to because he wants police songs. Because remember last week we were talking about...
His show.
I thought they had music. Remember that? And there was all police music. So I'm going to come up with a police album, Christmas album, and I'll deliver to you next week. How's that sound? Great. Done. Job done.
But please listen at 6:30 tonight to the Glow Show because it's very interesting and important information.
Absolutely.
It's always important. You say that like it's the only one, the only show that's ever taken place. No, every week they're important. Make sure you listen on Joy. It's very hard to talk about this.
Well,
it is because a lot of people they wouldn't have seen it yet. So I feel awkward talking about it because I don't want to ruin it for the Joy listeners.
No, we're not going to ruin anything. Hello, welcome back,
listeners,
we work out what we're doing.
Welcome back. So we went and saw A Star Is Born last week.
We did, for my birthday. Maybe we'll just give him a warning.
If you don't want to hear anything about the movie, just switch off for a minute or two.
And also remember that these are the opinions of Anna and Dean. That is all.
Okay.
That is all. I don't think we need to go into details, but it was a very lovely movie. Unfortunately, our experience was a little tainted.
Well, it was a little bit tainted because when we got to a certain cinema, which will remain nameless, they decided, because the movie was meant to start at 7:30, but what they decided to do was
It was a special event. You got a cocktail
karaoke.
Pre-show karaoke.
Now, if one or two, maybe three people had got up and sung, the karaoke went for 45 minutes.
Really awkward.
And it's really amazing how many people can't sing.
Oh,
it's
really like awkward. Brutal. And they had really bad microphones and speakers, so it was all crackling.
And the girl who was actually running it.
Screaming into the microphone.
The girl that was running it had the worst voice out of everyone, and she was joining in with them.
She didn't understand that it's time to move things on either.
Yeah. Someone's told her you should be on The Voice.
So I went with one of my best mates who is quite an introvert, does not like hammy things or anything. Like, he goes to watch my stand-up, once a year. He finds it very uncomfortable. Harsh. As long as he can sit in the dark and order. He looked like he was going to rip tendons out of his arm. Mm. He was so stressed about it. And we had to go and get a drink. And he just looked at me like, the look I saw on his face was the same as what I saw when we were in India. That's how shocked he was. He was like, not okay.
No.
And Dean Murphy just sat there appalled by the whole thing. Yeah, people.
It wasn't good. Like, I'm not good with red faces. You know, I used to turn it over as soon as they came on.
We had a couple of drinks and we were all in shock. And so we watched this beautiful, it's a lovely movie.
It's great, isn't it?
I don't think, like, I expected to cry, but I think I was so shocked by the karaoke that all my tears had dried up.
There is no doubt that for her, a first major film performance was good.
Mm.
And
she's amazing.
Bradley Cooper was great. Good. Like, well, he's great.
I love him. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I will say is I found him difficult to understand.
We said the same thing. I want subtitles from him and the brother.
Couldn't understand. No. And I think it's like he was doing the accent, of course. Like, somebody should have told him. You can't understand what he's saying. And, like, you know, because he's, you know, had a few through the whole movie. I don't think it's a problem that it was predictable. I just thought that distracted me. I was like, I can't understand what he's talking about.
I found it a bit of a leap going from when, I'm going to start talking a bit into it now, first was kind of discovered.
And then the style she was doing, but
then to the style that she then became seemed too far a leap for me.
It's called character building and story building. Like,
that was a bit disjointed for me. But
yeah, for me too. I thought it was a long movie
time of Bradley being drunk.
Yeah.
You know, I could have just veered myself on Saturday night.
Unfortunately, his character... whose character had a problem. But it was a long movie that seemed to go quickly about the character.
The movie went as long as this break. To be quite honest.
Did you know that it's not the first time they've done that movie, though?
Do you want to... I'm actually thinking about impaling my... Thank you, we're turning off. Because I'm enjoying the chat.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure the Joyces would be too. Dean Murphy's mic's been turned off.
Did you know it's not the first time that that movie's been done? I think it was done with Babs.
It's been done three times. Judy Garland was in the first one. And so it's an adaptation. It's not supposed to be a remake.
Mm, they weren't good the first two times, really.
Turn him back off.
Behave yourself or are you going off? Old Snickers over there, it's going
off. Just sip it. I know. Anyway, I think a very beautiful, to look at.
Yep.
Visually spectacular.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Yes.
And I think it was a well-done first directorial effort for him, so very good there.
Very good there.
And the live stage parts are amazing. I think
Yes.
And he was singing live. So
yeah, in Glastonbury.
Glastonbury. I had no problems with his musical performance. It's just his speaking, I couldn't understand.
Didn't get a word.
On this way. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon.
Of karaoke.
Lady Gaga, who sounded fabulous in the new movie, A Star Is Born. At 10 minutes to 5, 26 degrees in town. We've got awesome stuff on the way.
We've got so much. We're so busy.
Not only do we have singer of an 80s band, which was one of my favourites. I feel like I might have roller skated to them back in the
80s. I think you would have.
I feel like I might have done a little bit of backward speed skating to this song that we're going to pull out pretty soon. With them. Do we tell them who it is?
Yeah, David from Real Life will be joining us. Does everyone remember Real Life?
You know, they were around the same time. Yeah, they were around the same time as
Catch Me, I'm Falling.
Wow, Kids in the Kitchen and Real Life are going to perform live soon.
Oh.
At Chase's 40th anniversary party.
That's correct.
40 years that club's been going.
Wow.
I think there's a couple of curtains in that place that haven't been changed since...
The carpet could do with the steam cleaner. Last time I was there, I stuck to it with my feet.
Seriously, but that's what you want in a club. You want a gritty and grotty and lovely and full of history.
Yeah, I like my clubs a bit cleaner than that. That's why I don't go very often.
Anyway, Dave's coming in and to talk all things about what happened in the 80s and also what's happening on that special night.
Might I make mention to our fabulous friends from the Outtakes show, Daniel, Gina and Alan, will be this week discussing, some more about A Star Is Born, but next week on their show at 7 p.m. Monday after us, Joel Edgerton.
Well, he's...
So, Damo, all I'm saying to you is they've got Joel Edgerton. Why don't we have Joel Edgerton?
I'm joking.
I love you. Can you get him for us?
Joel Edgerton directed the film that we've got passes to give away later on after 5 o'clock. Boy Erased is the name of the movie, which is going to be awesome. Nicole Kidman's in it. Russell Crowe, directed by Joel Edgerton. And
is he in it as a baddie
also
as well?
Also starring Troy...
Is he in it as a bit of a baddie? Troy
Sivan.
Is he in it as a baddie?
Oh, who knows? Well, he's directing it. He can make himself whatever he wants.
I don't think he just who knows it. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, who knows? Are you talking again? You over there that I do the show with for 7 years? Oh, how boring.
A little different to the end of his speech on Saturday night.
Tune out. Yeah, I know. Like, are you kidding?
Nothing to say to you two today.
Grumps,
I'm not. I'm not grumpy. I'm just trying to get through it. As best we can. Big, big stuff out of Murphy.
Yes, amazing.
80 rock bands, superstars.
I love 80s rock bands.
Coming in.
Pop bands.
If you were big on the 80s music, you're going to love this. This hour's going to go bonza for you.
Gangbusters.
Gangbusters. Kind of like Ganga Jang, but we're not interviewing them, no.
Well, that's going to be in Friday the 26th of October at Chase's Nightclub.
So that's this Friday.
Kids in the Kitchen and Real Life, if you want to go down to that.
Oh, that's huge.
Wow. Big stuff.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
And That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of Monday that we all love, don't we all? How I love this bit. Well, it's time for the traffic. Set out to the roads. The colder outbound is not available for comment, much like me about my weekend. There's no information there. The Monash outbound is going as quickly as I opened the door to the Uber Eats guy twice yesterday for 41 minutes. The Prince's outbound is moving as slowly as I moved from my couch to my bed yesterday. That's at 15 minutes. And the Westgate outbound is going as slowly as today at 12 minutes. Anyway, there's your birthday hangover-inspired traffic today.
Yes.
Following the bouncing ball of this show. Last week, I think, and we're not the Glow Show, so I don't have the recording because we only just came up with this before. Anyway, bear with me. Mm-hmm. Remember last week, Tim, Damo, that we said, right, Dean Murphy, you need to actually watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh. And the listeners, you said if 10 people vote, you'll do it. And what did you say to me on the weekend? That you had no intention of watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And so I thought, I sent a little message to Damo and Tim on the weekend and I said, right, well, Dean Murphy's decided that he's not going to do that, in which case I think we might need to challenge him to something else that he needs to do. But today what we're going to do is we're going to throw it out to the listeners as punishment for being a very naughty boy. Mm. You can win a prize to see the new Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe movie directed by Joel Edgerton. Boy Erased. But you need to come up with the best punishment challenge for Dean Murphy.
Wow.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
No. Do you know what the thing with it is? I had every intention of watching it, but it was your birthday.
No, that's not what you said.
And I had a migraine yesterday after it.
So. No, that's not what you said.
All right. What do you mean?
So basically,
what are the terms and conditions?
The terms and conditions is it just needs to entertain us.
Oh, really? Okay. So what, they just have to send through a challenge
an idea of a punishment.
An idea of a punishment.
Yes, and we will vote on that. We will work it out and you can win this
beautiful
prize.
Do I actually want to be a part of this show anymore?
You don't have a choice.
Okay.
Yeah. just 0427JOY949 on air at joy.org.au. Give us your best shot to think of a punishment for Dean Murphy.
Is there sort of restrictions? Like, is there?
Well, we're not going to let you get hurt.
No, good.
Yes.
Mortally wounded.
No, we're not keen on blood.
We won't let you get hurt, but it's going to.
Damien, our producer, how could you allow this to happen?
It's going to entertain us a lot.
Oh, humiliation? Maybe.
Yeah, there might be a little bit.
Oh, bring it. You know what? Bring it on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
bring it on. Do your worst, people. Even, you know what? You can even ring Mick. That's how confident I am that I'll be able to do this. 1-300-JOY-949.
Look at him now.
Well, isn't it funny how it's slightly changed the competition? It's slightly gone a little bit.
Why has it gone pear?
Well, do you want to tell people what the competition is?
So the competition is to punish Dean for naughtily saying to me he had no intention of watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm not interested in it. I just don't think I'm going to. No, I'm not wasting my time. It's ridiculous and I'm not going to bother. And so I went behind the scenes and I said to the boys, Dean's got no, I think we need to challenge him. There was a commitment made on air, live, stating that he would do it and he had no intention. So I think he needs to be punished. So I put it out there and said, Joyce, if you would like to win a double pass to see Boy Erased with Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe and directed by the fabulous Joel Edgerton, you can win that by just telling us what punishment we should give Dean. But the first person in has gone, hi, punishment for Dean, get Anna to cook a meal for him. Well, A, that's a punishment for me, and that. B, I just need to point out I'm a bloody good cook.
This one came through from Matthew.
Said, have a surprise female stripper give him the lap dance. He was straight once. He'd probably still like that. To walk Anna's dog twice a day and wash groomer on the weekend and take her to doggy school.
I don't think we can say that. Put it this way.
Facial at Wet on Wellington and, or Subway Sauna and you can work that out for yourselves.
What's the next one?
I think we need to go to a song. I can't believe you just said that. She's so happy in that song, isn't she?
She is happy.
Where did you go to just then?
Just, you know, I was just covering her at the end.
Oh, right.
No, she sounds much better than me. I sound like RuPaul, which is why we're here in this wee position anyway, isn't it, dollface? You open your mouth. There's repercussions. Mm. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mark from Dandenong.
Do you want to tell him, just in case they got in the car, what happened?
If he just got in the car last week, Dean shot off his mouth and said if 10 people vote for it, he will watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
A whole season of it, apparently.
And then he just put his foot down on the weekend and said, I've got no intention.
Poo-pooed that.
Not going to do it. So I thought he needs to be punished, and I've put it out to you lovely listeners to come up with a suitable punishment. Mark from Dandenong has said, Dean, I'm so disappointed you blame your sister's birthday. And rather than not holding yourself accountable for your actions or lack thereof, I believe the most appropriate punishment would be that next Monday is not a brother-sister show, but that you do the show as the Murphy sisters. You will be required to do the show in drag with a drag persona and voice, and your listeners would expect to see pictures on your Facebook page. The only thing I have a problem with that is that I've seen Dean Murphy in drag, and he looks like Witchy Pooh. Oh, I like this one. Make him eat carbs. That's it. Pasta dinners for you all week.
No.
Look out, your springboard diving career, old Podgy McPodgepodge.
You're all very funny. You're all really funny. Yeah, I love coming in here on a Monday and copping it.
It used to be fun for you, didn't it?
It used to be fun.
Do you feel like you've lost control?
Totally. Absolutely. I have no idea. Keep them coming through if you dare. 0427JOY9.
It's more if you dare.
Oh, who chooses this? Who's choosing this?
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Oh, right, you two.
The team. Yeah. Okay. No, Damien, myself and Tim will get together and we'll decide.
Can we draw it soon?
No.
Oh, end of the show. What skimpy outfit was she in back then when she was doing that
track? It was the Prada, the very long sleeve, short, very short, almost box hanging out short.
I love if Madge...
Wow. I think you might need a dump button today.
Yeah.
Going dangerously close. Sailing close to the wind.
I would love to see another Madge album out soon.
It's coming out this year.
Oh, is it really?
No, 2019, yeah.
Wow, good stuff.
Is it?
Mm, yeah, she's aren't you on her Insta?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's new music coming.
Now, Anna Murphy, if you want to win this...
You heard it here first.
If you want to win awesome prize to the movies...
Oh, yeah, the prize is here, dollface. I just got to reach around the thing and get it. It's this fabulous double pass to see Boy Raised. It's the... tells the story of Jared, the son of a Baptist pastor in a small American town who is outed to his parents. Starring Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe... And directed by Australia's own Joel Edgerton. You can win that by thinking up a punishment suitable for my brother for letting us all down and not watching RuPaul's.
Mm. I think the task was too great. The whole season.
Well, there's no point just watching one episode because you need to get into it and start. What's addictive is the carryover joke sort of thing.
The fun. You said, I'll watch a whole season. No one asked you to say that.
Did I say that? Oh, right. Okay.
You could have said an episode and we would have been okay.
Terribly sorry.
Dean's very tired in here today. One eye's going one way and the other
way. Yeah, one eye's looking at you, one eye's looking for you.
You two have come up with a thing. You want people to send in a punishment. I'm going to be punished.
Yes.
Right? So we've got few good ones.
Yeah. We need more people. We need more.
Yeah, come through. 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. I challenge you.
Oh, he's getting all cocky now.
Isn't he?
Well, we've done some crazy stuff over the years. I can't imagine it being too hard.
Ooh, and it's summer now, so jumping in the Brighton baths is not going to be any threat.
No, we don't need that.
That was a good time.
Joy, traffic for Melbourne. For the last time tonight, we head out to the roads, the cold or outbound. There's still no sign of information for that, unfortunately. It's much like there's no sign of Dean Murphy's soul after the weekend. Monash outbound is going super quick, just like my fabulous birthday at 41 minutes. Princess outbound, a little backed up, but that's going to be very different to how I'm going to be after all those raisins that I just had in the Regala I ate earlier at 15 minutes. And that's all I've got for you. We've had a winner for our fabulous prize. It's the double pass to see Boy Erased. And for those... Oh, congratulations to Angela, who said that...
That was quick.
So he said that Dean Murphy needs to eat carbs because he didn't watch RuPaul.
All right, so next Monday I'll bring a big bowl of...
No, we don't want to watch you eating carbs.
Don't have to watch it.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. No, because we've got to film it. Yeah, bring it in.
You could even hear it over the airwaves. Well, Domo, it'd be ripping.
Our producer is Italian, so can he maybe make me a bowl of...
Okay. There we go. Yeah, can you bring in some, like, yes. Let's all eat carbs.
No,
oh, no,
garlic.
I don't need to eat carbs.
I don't need garlic.
Oh, well.
Oh.
But whatever, as long as it's carbs, doesn't really matter, does it?
Oh, no, yes, exactly.
Great. Okay, good on you, Angela.
What's everyone got on for the weekend?
Well, I'm running a very big Halloween party.
Are you? Yes.
It's going to be massive in the city at the Royal Melbourne Hotel. It's got jail sales and the whole thing.
Well,
and it's almost sold out.
What's it called?
It's called Halloween.
There you go.
Yes, and it is.
Well, I can say it now because it's almost literally sold out. So
well done.
Yeah, no, it's going to be probably the biggest Halloween costume party Melbourne's ever seen, ever.
Get out.
No,
shut
I won't.
Shut the front gate.
I'm going to get in there.
I was going to say I'm a bit excited because I'm hosting my first ever gig for, I was going to say RuPaul's Drag Race. No, that's not.
Jesus, it's on the mind,
Bogan
isn't it?
Bingo. But I thought that was exciting until someone in the room just told me they're going to the box to see Taylor Swift. Okay, fine. Thanks.
Yeah. Wow.
That's our producer.
Very exciting. Good on you, Domo.
That's just my jealous voice.
I'm off to T-Swizzle in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's my jealous voice again. You're all seeing T-Swizzle. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for. Well, if my friend pushes a baby out before then, I could be going too.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm the backup.
So she has the baby, the ticket goes to you?
Yeah, or if she can't face going, the ticket goes to me.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So.
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Send her some chilies.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm working. I'm bland and boring.
No, you are not.
You're never boring. You're anything but.
You're growing that fabulous moustache.
That's what I'll be doing this weekend, is twizzling the ends of my moustache.
Yeah, people might be going to see T-Swizzle, but you can
come around and have your own swizzle on me.
Can I say I've had a roaring hot time today on the show? Really good. And
we need to go and rest that other eye that's still open.
I actually will be in bed in 35 minutes.
Yep, I've got to drive real quick. Yeah.
That's closing.
Are we out? Is that it?
Yeah,
done.
No.
Ciao.
No.
He's saying no.
We've got a song. There's another segment. We've got heaps to go.
Well, look, that's it for us on Murphy's Law today.
We've got
to take little Dollface home because he's fading like a flower. But before we go, our favourite show's on tonight.
Yes.
At 8:30 on Channel 10, we've got Have You Been Paying Attention This Week? Peter Hallier, Jane Kennedy and Anne Edmonds, your favourite.
My favourite.
Yeah, so that'll be a bit of fun by the time we get home. Dean won't see it because he'll be in bed in about 40 minutes, I reckon.
Tell you all about it.
But I've had a good time.
We've had a lovely time.
It's been a good fun
thanks
day.
To everyone that joined the show and
ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organization Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.